Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a head-to-head showdown between two AI titans, ChatGPT and Gemini.
Ooh, AI swackdown. I'm all ears. So who came out on top in this digital duel?
Well, after 101 prompts across 15 categories, ChatGPT edged out Gemini with a score of 58-43. But it wasn't a complete knockout, more like a really intense tennis match. Each had its strengths.
So a close call. Makes sense. They're both powerful tools. What were some of the categories they tested?
Everything from social media content creation and personal development to coding, podcast scripting, and even, wait for it, writing a breakup letter from a Netflix subscription.
A breakup letter? Okay, now I have to hear more about this. I need all the deets on the Netflix drama.
Haha, all right. It was surprisingly touching, almost like a mini rom-com. ChatGPT really shined in anything needing empathy and storytelling. Think novelist, CEO giving a powerful speech. You know, that kind of vibe.
Got it. So ChatGPT is the more emotionally intelligent one. What about Gemini? What did it excel at?
Gemini was all about the visuals, trends, and concise content. Think perfect for creators and fast-paced projects. It absolutely crushed it in areas like creating dynamic TikTok scripts, generating catchy YouTube titles, and even designing a cozy bookstore on Mars.
A bookstore on Mars? Now that's what I call thinking outside the box, literally. So, if I need a viral TikTok, I go to Gemini. But if I need help with, say, a persuasive LinkedIn post, ChatGPT's my go-to?
Precisely. It's less about which AI is smarter and more about finding the right tool for the job. If you're a creative type, writer, designer, life coach, ChatGPT's probably your best bet. But if you're a coder, data analyst, or social media guru, Gemini might be a better fit.
I see. Interesting. Did they mention any specific examples of how each AI performed in these different tasks?
Absolutely. For example, in the cheat code category, where they tested the AI's ability to roleplay, ChatGPT convincingly impersonated a Nobel Prize winner and a sarcastic best friend. Gemini, on the other hand, tactfully navigated the fine line between legal and illegal get-rich-quick schemes.
Wow, that's impressive. I'm sensing a future where we use both AIs, playing to their respective strengths, like a dynamic duo of digital assistants.
Exactly. The article even suggests a hybrid approach. They envision ChatGPT as the creative producer, crafting compelling scripts, while Gemini serves as the hookmaster, grabbing eyeballs with catchy titles and talk formats.
I like that idea. So it's not a case of one being better, but rather different, like choosing the right spice for your dish. What about any weaknesses? Did they highlight any areas where the AIs fell short?
Well, while not explicitly framed as weaknesses, the differences in their strengths inherently imply where they might not be as effective. For instance, Gemini's conciseness might not be ideal for tasks requiring nuanced storytelling, while ChatGPT's empathetic approach might not be the best for, say, debugging code.
Got it. It's all about using the right tool for the job. So, what's the final takeaway from this AI battle royale?
The key takeaway is that both ChatGPT and Gemini are valuable tools, each with its own unique strengths. It's about understanding those strengths and leveraging them effectively to achieve your specific goals. And who knows, maybe in the future we'll see even more specialized AIs, each catering to a particular niche or skill set. That's something I'm really excited to see unfold.
Me too. Thanks for breaking down this fascinating AI face-off. Until next time, folks.
Absolutely. And from me as well. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye.